You're listening to The Kelly Jo Show on Talk Jive Radio, a Damned In production distributed by the Institute for Native Arts and Media, a 501c3 nonprofit organization based in Norman, Oklahoma. The views and opinions expressed in this show are those of the individual and do not necessarily reflect those of the INAM organization. Thank you so much for tuning in to this segment. So this is from People Magazine, and it was shared by one of my bobbies out there in New Mexico. And it's New Mexico woman is killed with sword and couple is charged with murder amid claims of secret society. A New Mexico couple is facing murder charges after allegedly stabbing and nearly decapitating a 21-year-old woman with a sword, say authorities. On October 29th at 1:44 p.m., officers were called to a Santa Fe home on a report of a possible homicide, the Santa Fe Police Department said. Upon arrival, the officers found the body of a young woman later identified as Grace Jennings in a detached garage on the property. According to the criminal complaint obtained by People, Jennings' body showed several injuries consistent with being cut or stabbed with a sharp object. Her body also appeared to have injuries consistent with attempts to decapitate. Officers also found what appeared to be a bloody sword inside of the garage. On Sunday, police arrested Kiera McCulley, 19, and her boyfriend, Isaac Apodaca, 25, and charged them with one count of first-degree murder in connection with Jennings' death. Damn it, Endon. They are also charged with conspiracy to commit first-degree murder, online court records show. McCulley is also charged with tampering with evidence. They have not yet entered pleas. According to the complaint, Apodaca's mother, Linda Montoya, told police that her son said that he found his girlfriend killing another female in the garage. Apodaca then called 911 and alleged his girlfriend killed someone with a sword, the complaint says. When officers arrived, they saw a woman later identified as McCulley run inside the back door of the house and shut the door. After the couple was taken in for questioning, authorities determined the suspects and the victim had slept in the same bed on the night of Jennings' death. The complaint states that Apodaca and McCulley had prior romantic relationships with Jennings, but McCulley said that she was angry with Jennings, claiming Jennings had watched her allegedly being raped by 16 or 17 males and collected money during the incident. Wow. In an interview with the Santa Fe New Mexican, Santa Fe Police Captain Aaron Ortiz confirmed that a sexual assault was reported in 2020, but not with the details that McCulley claimed during the interview. Of the night of the killing, McCulley allegedly said that she had mental health challenges and she had a period of time where she could not remember what had happened, according to the complaint. But she allegedly said that she was partially hopeful Jennings was dead. She allegedly told detectives that she had fantasized multiple times about killing Jennings in particularly disturbing ways. Claims of a secret society. Apodaca told police he had nothing to do with Jennings' slaying, but that McCulley had allegedly been planning to kill her since 2020. But the detectives found suspicious messages on his phone. One of the messages he allegedly sent to McCulley said, "Remember, you'll move up the perks in the black market since this is your first." He also wrote another message, "I am wanting you to kill her. You have to end your suffering by ending her joy." When detectives asked him about this, Apodaca replied, "I do mean what it says in that text," and allegedly admitted that he meant that he wanted McCulley to kill Jennings. McCulley told detectives that Apodaca is in charge of a secret organization called Ghosts, which gets rid of people who are in charge of sex trafficking or hurting kids. She said Apodaca kept telling her to kill Miss Jennings so that McCulley could get ranked up in her platoon. She said that at one point she had a dagger in her hand and was trying to stab Miss Jennings, but didn't do it. When the detective asked McCulley if she killed Jennings, she replied, "I'm not sure." Police say the investigation is ongoing. It's unclear whether Apodaca or McCulley have retained attorneys. A GoFundMe has been set up to defray the cost of the funeral for Jennings. Oh, wow. Wow, wow, wow. This is a lot to unpack. This is a real tragic thing all the way around. So this Jennings, the Jennings woman, person had a relationship with both. And from what Ms. McCulley says. Ms. Jennings witnessed Ms. McCulley getting sexually assaulted and, like, took money. So, like, was charging spectator fees, whatever. If that's true, I get it. I get it. And, like, that's, and stabbing somebody, like, whatever you're stabbing them with, that's so personal. I mean, that's such a personal thing to stab somebody, to penetrate somebody with anything. That's just, I don't care where it happens. I don't care where it happens. You get stabbed, that is a personal attack. I mean, you have to be within striking distance to stab somebody. A gun, you can shoot somebody with a gun from far off. But stabbing somebody, you gotta get right up close to them. You gotta really give it a go. Not easy. And then this is a sword, right? They have a sword. And that's not even the most bizarre part of the story, right? The sword is not, like, even the most bizarre part of the story. Because I know so many different people who have swords. I don't have a sword per se, but I got a lot of sharp objects. I have machetes and Rambo knives, and I call them Rambo knives, survivalist gear. You know, you just never know. You just never know. Depending on the level of attack, I feel is so just, you know, always just don't ever sneak up on me. Just don't show up at my house out of the clear blue. You just don't know. I'm just saying. And that goes for a lot of people, right? That's how it is for so many people. And swords are just a thing. Thanks to Gen X and Dungeons and Dragons and seeing Sinbad on TV all the time as kids. Oh my God, did you ever watch Sinbad? And I'm not talking about the comedian Sinbad. I'm talking about, like, the sailor of the seven seas. I'm talking about that guy. And Sinbad too, though. Like, I don't hate Sinbad. He's all right too, but we're not the Sinbad generation. Are we the Sinbad generation, like, for better or worse? And I'm not talking about just the comedian again. Like, I'm okay with being, like, you know, Sinbad Sails the Seven Seas generation, but that's like more the generation before, considering those were B Saturday afternoon movies when we were kids. So Sinbad was actually the current thing. So anyway, you know what? I don't want to talk about that. I digress because it's like I hear the Price is Right losing theme music in my head right now. So let's go back to talking about swords. But yeah, like swords, like a lot of people have swords on hand. A lot of people collect swords. Hattori Hanzo, I mean, our cinema, our media, swords are perfectly acceptable to have. They're a badass weapon. I have coat hooks that look like ninja stars. I mean, come on. It's perfect. These things are perfectly acceptable. And so it's not any wonder that they had a sword on hand. The secret society, though, so that dude, what is he, a vigilante? He goes around and, what did she say? She said that he was, I'm sorry, I just lost it. Oh, that he is in charge of a secret organization called Ghost, which gets rid of people who are in charge of sex trafficking or hurting kids. Okay, so the irony of all of that to me, and you can agree or disagree, is that a lot of times child predators will act like they're doing God's work like that. And she's 19. He is 25. And just, oh Lord. So there, I mean, it's legal, but how long have they been going out? How much of a hold does he have on her? I mean, that's the question right there, because she's obviously been groomed in some way, shape, or, in some way, because he's sitting there and he's telling her since 2020, which is 2 years, that he's been trying to incite her to do this. So she was 17. And how old was this other person? It, 21 years old. So since she was 19. This all transpired. And just think about that. Just think about that, y'all. Just for a second. Since she was 19, she's been living on borrowed time. And she probably didn't even know it. She might have known. I don't know. I don't know what she knew, what she didn't know. But we have to be aware of those kinds of things if we can be. It's just, and especially as women, for young women, you know, she had a relationship with both of her murderers. And I don't give a shit about, you know, I care that she trusted these two people. She trusted them. And the whole time they plotted this. I don't know what the dynamics of all of it are. But just think of it. I mean, getting freaking killed by a sword. Ooh, that's just awful. And it's awful for their families. But I mean, that's some hardcore shit right there. You're gonna kill somebody with a sword. Even inadvertently killing somebody with a sword is horrific. But actually going after somebody, trying to decapitate somebody with a sword. Like, and not only that, like you're going to show up to someplace to murder somebody and you're carrying a sword. Like, I'm not letting you in. What the fuck are you doing here with that sword? Like, I'm waving you in with my fucking 38 special. Stay over there. I mean, just, oh, wow. That is, it's the world we live in today. So, yeah, you can find that article. It's in People Magazine, or you can find the link on our social media pages. It's just, it's amazing what young women, the situations young women can find themselves in when they don't know any better. You know, I mean, it's just, I was talking to a good friend the other day about some things that we want to start doing here at the Institute for Native Arts and Media, and start doing some different programs for American Indian youth. And we got to talking about just, if somebody would have only told me X, Y, and Z, if somebody would have just said, I'm really pleased to be able to open this conversation and to start talking about some of these issues that not only affect women, but disproportionately affect American Indian women. That's what I am. That's what I see. That's what I know. That's who I'm related to. And that's who I'm friends with. And so we want to start talking and opening these conversations up to women of all ages to start finding out what really does work for us and start really putting candidates forth that are going to address that, because we can't continue to think about things in terms of the lesser of evils. It's gotten us exactly where we're at. And so we've got to change the narrative for ourselves. And I think that we can do that. And I'm really proud that this platform is going to be a part of that conversation. So thank you so much for tuning in. You've been listening to The Kelly Jo Show on Talk Jive Radio, a Damn Ended production distributed by the Institute for Native Arts and Media. The views and opinions expressed in the show are those of the individual and do not necessarily reflect those of the INAM organization. For more information or to donate, email nativeartsandmediainstitute@gmail.com. You can always catch past episodes of all shows wherever you get your podcast. Thank you so much for your support.